News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, more people are starting to move around Ireland. That's according to new research by Google Data, which show that workplaces have seen a 14% increase in movement in the last month, while traffic has increased by 9%. And for more on our activity and our behaviour, we're joined now by Dr. Deirdre Robertson, Behavioural Research Unit at the ESRI. Deirdre, was adherence to level five restrictions always going to wane over time? We're over 2 months into it now. Does it strike you that this seems reasonably typical?
Hi, Kira. Thanks for having me. We don't actually see much evidence of adherence waning as such, although there is slight increases in movement. So the Google data that you mentioned is consistent with what we saw in the social activity measure, which has now been collected twice, once at the end of January and once 2 weeks later in the middle of February. And we did see slight increases in the number of people going to shops and being in transport as well. But it is very small. And I think I need to stress that, particularly given that we're starting from such a small baseline, that an increase of 14% is still a relatively small number of people. We ask people about their behaviours in terms of, you know, meeting other people and where they've met other people. And we ask them in a very kind of factual manner to assess what people have been doing over the last 2 days. And we find that the vast majority of people are adhering to the restrictions fully, you know, to the extent that over half of the population hadn't met a single person outside of their household in the last 48 hours. Excuse me. So it doesn't look as if there's a serious decrease in the number of people who are adhering to the guidelines, although there are small fluctuations in movement. But that could be down to a number of factors, even such as the weather, improving over the last month compared to January.
OK, but I suppose, you know, when we look at things like the creep of figures in the wrong direction, people start talking about lockdown fatigue. But is it more basic than that? Is it the fact that as case numbers decline, anxiety and fear among the community decline as well, and therefore they're less likely to adhere to the guidelines because they're less worried about COVID-19 because we're sort of seeing, you know, improvements, which are a positive thing, I guess. But that does have an impact on our behaviour.
Yeah, so there's two things in there. So you're right about the worry. And actually, in this social activity measure, what we ask questions about how worried you are about the virus and how tired you are about restrictions and other factors, which means that we can then relate that to behaviour. And we find that no effect of how tired people are with the restrictions on behaviour. So people who are more tired of the restrictions are not more likely to breach the guidelines in the data we have so far. We do find that worry, as you mentioned, is one of the biggest predictors. So the more worried people are, the more likely they are, the less likely they are to have had a close contact or to have met more people. But at the same time, we actually don't see massive changes in how people are behaving. So both our survey and a Morex survey ask the public, how well do you think other people are following the guidelines? And that's a question that you'd have no motivation to lie on or to increase your figure if you wouldn't say that other people are following them if you don't think they are. And actually, over time, over the last few months, we've actually seen an increase in the extent to which people think others are following the guidelines. So there is,
and that probably aids conditional compliance, does it? If we think other people are adhering, we're more likely to stick to those guidelines ourselves.
Absolutely. And that's really important. And that's another thing that we've found in the social activity measure is that, as I mentioned, most people haven't met anybody outside of their household. But there's a small minority of people who've met either 3 to 6 others or 7 or more others. We've broken it down into that. And we also ask people how careful they think they're being or how much they think they're following the guidelines compared to other people and how much more people they've met than average. And we find that it's a small minority of people who are meeting a lot of other people actually don't realize that they're far above average, that they're not behaving.
So do we all believe that we're sticking to the guidelines as much as everybody else, irrespective of how much we're actually personally sticking to them?
Yeah, we do. And that's a natural human tendency. You can ask people, are you a better driver than the public and, you know, than the rest of the public? And 90% of people will say they're a better driver. So that's completely
so
natural.
Everybody's above average. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Dr. Deirdre Robertson then of the Behavioural Research Unit at the ESRI. So we're not tired chain. We're just more relaxed, maybe.
Yeah, I love that comparison with drivers. So true.
We're all above average.
Yeah,
that's
we
the case.
Are all above average. Okay, coming.